The River Fate. Target status found. Part 3 of Murderbot Becomes Old God Immortal. Written by Flipspring. And read by Wilfriede0815. Fandoms. The Murderbot Diaries. The Old Guard. Rating. Teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Characters. Niall Freeman. Murderbot. Some assorted old guard. Additional tags. Body horror. Light. Not much, just a little reference at the beginning. Canon typical references to Corprim atrocities bullshit. Summary. Day 0 to 98. At first, Niall just thought she was having nightmares. That happened sometimes. Thousands of years in her chosen duty and you were bound to pick up a few nightmares, not all of them her own. These particular nightmares only lasted a few days. She'd dreamed that she was a specimen laid out on the table, cut open, repeatedly. Parts taken out of her and growing back. These were a familiar genre of nightmare, but she hadn't had them for a few decades, give or take. She wasn't sure what had brought them back on. And she wasn't sure why, in her dreams, she was so terrified of her own body. She wasn't sure why, in her dreams, she spoke to the robotic arms that were slicing into her as if they belonged to a friend. The dreams left her deeply disturbed when she woke up. They lingered as she brewed her morning cup of caffeine. They haunted her as she joked with Yus over the feed. They shadowed her as she laid back down to sleep. Then, they stopped. And the new dreams began. Another familiar sort of dream, but one she hadn't had in centuries. A new face, smooth-skinned and fresh but oddly haggard. Hollow, angry eyes, the eyes of an immortal that had already seen 1,000 horrors and would see thousands upon thousands more. "Who are you?" this fresh-born immortal with the aching eyes would say. "Do I know you?" Unlike the dreams of the other newly reborn, they seemed to be speaking to Niall directly. There was the usual uncertainty in them. There were the usual disoriented flashes of pain and unease, disordered memories of gunfire and surgery and falling water. But this new immortal had an odd self-awareness in their shared dreams that Niall had never experienced before. Niall would dream of gunfire and surgery and falling water, and then the new immortal would stand up out of the chaos, stand over her, stand under her, stand perpendicular, their eyes locked on hers, water or blood dripping down their face, and they would ask, "Who are you? I don't remember you." After the first dream, Niall woke up more disoriented than was normal. She grappled for the feed interface on her bedside table and messaged the Old Guard channel. The first 5 others who had been alive when she had first died and been immortalized, who had survived with her through the blurring centuries and millennia. The channel was already active, words streaming rapid fire. Yus had a sketch of the newbie's face. Nick had drawn a series of crude logos and was trying to match them to an image search. Book had managed to recognize the language, had tagged it as Neo-Modern Standard, which was unfortunately broad. Noriko was expressing unease and suspicion about the corporation rim.
"Andro, there's something different about this one. They're more self-possessed than they should be. Does anyone remember a newborn speaking directly to us before?"
A pause in the feed.
"Niall. No, this dream was more disorienting than I remember any of the others being, but the newbies lucid throughout on some level, somehow."
Agreement in the feed. Nick wordlessly pushed a flowchart of possible logo matches into the feed. A close match to a big CR conglomerate best known for xenophobic paranoia. Cheap, read crappy, tech, and boundless greed. A few questionable matches to miscellaneous organizations within and without the CR. Another questionable match to a small non-corporate university.
"Andro, it's been a while since we've done a big mission in CR space."
A while, in this case being several months, the last large-scale CR mission had been borderline catastrophic. But most of the worst cases of human rights abuse were in the CR. It was part of their overarching business model. So the CR was where the Guard invariably launched their most ambitious missions.
"Andro, I'm not too enthusiastic about putting us through the shedder so soon, but... Noriko, But if we have a new immortal loose in the CR, we need to get to them before anyone else does.
The last immortal newbie who had been extracted from the CR had been nearly 300 years ago. Back then, the sprawling atrocity that was the CR had been in its nascent stages, and even then it had been a rough time tracking down Malia and getting her free. Whatever this newest newbie was facing if they were found out, if they were inside the modern CR, hardly bore thinking of.
Andro, I'll put together some teams.
There were 43 currently active immortals, as far as anyone knew. One was the newborn, unaccounted for. 20 were on missions. 8 were not part of the guard, preferring to do their own thing out in the universe. The rest were at home, in various states of recuperation, preparation, and running support for the guard. It was unusual for all of the old guard, the original 6 that Niall had been born into, the only 6 born on humanity's own planet Earth, to be home together. The coincidence was not lost on Niall. She touched the cross on her necklace, absently.
Andro, we should launch some fully equipped intel strike teams into the probable CR locations. For the non-corporate leads, we can just send pairs or solos, maybe with some mundane support. I'll get back to you guys when I've figured out some logistics.
With that, Andro signed off. Niall opened a private channel with her, as the rest of the old guard continued to discuss in the shared feed.
Niall, I want to follow up the lead at the Pan System University of Mihara in New Tideland.
A quizzical emoji from Andro.
Niall, I did a job in Mihara recently.
Recently, in this case, meant Niall did a search on her mission index.
Only 8 years ago. I have some connections there that might be helpful.
A pause from Andro. Andro really preferred to not have the same people hit the same place multiple times, and given that there were 34 active members of the guard, this was usually very achievable. But there were times when previous experience and human connection was useful. Niall was sure that this was one of those times. She also liked the human connection and reconnection, even after all these years, when a single human lifespan felt like ephemera. Finally, Andro said,
All right, I'll put you down for a solo mission to Mihara and New Tideland for now.
As her ship docked on Mihara Station, Niall signed into the feed as
Daria,
and wasted no time in messaging a friend. She had to be formal about it, going through Eshal's workplace address, because 8 years for a mortal was a long time, and they'd only known each other for a year.
Daria. Hello, Eshal. I'm Daria.
The Daria tag in the feed would give Eshal an updated rundown of Niall's cover personality's background.
I realize you may not remember me, but we worked together on the Sacred Tree installation 8 years ago. I've just arrived in Mihara Station, and I'm wondering if you might be willing to meet for tea, if you're not too busy. It would be nice to catch up. I hope you're well, and your family too.
It took a while for a message to return. By the time Niall got a ping back from Eshal, she was settled into a hostel on Mihara Station, and having dinner. But 3 hours was not very long at all, considering the circumstances.
Eshal. My god, Daria! It's been so long! Go ahead and pick a highlighted slot from my calendar. I can meet you up for tea at the Mensa if you can make it here.
Niall scrolled through the calendar and picked a slot 5 days out, tagging it with her feed address. She pulled up a map to the Mensa, which turned out to be a cafe on the main Mihara campus of the Pan System University of Mihara in New Tideland. Niall had known, of course, that Eshal was working as living space artist and administrator for the university. The deeper Niall went on this mission, the more it felt like fate. This sort of thing happened sometimes. The vast world, the vast universe, all collapsing into the smallest, most personal spaces. There was something lovely about that. She dreamed that night, as she had been dreaming every night, of the new immortal. They stood before her in the chaos, their eyes shining and soulful, rain pouring down their face. They asked, angrily, Who are you? The chat with Eshal was nice. Eshal explained about her new job, about her new family. She asked Niall about Niall's work, Niall's family. Niall lied about all that. She had to. Recited her cover story to the letter, but her feeling and her conversation and her interest in Eshal's life was sincere. She went home with Eshal's feed credentials, and used them to pull up a directory of staff, students, alumni, and contractors over the past 10 years. There were thousands of them, of course. She loaded up a facial recognition software with several of Yusu's digitally generated portraits extrapolated from his initial sketches, and let it run. It took all night, because the software was running on Niall's personal portable computer. In the morning, she made her caffeine, and found that the software had narrowed the search down to 55 probable matches and 500-ish possible matches. She sorted the probables alphabetically, and set to work. It took about a week to follow up on, and reject, the first 35 of the 55 leads. She was working fast, because she had to work fast, but she couldn't afford to miss anything. She kept an eye out for intel updates from the guard. But nobody she followed up with was panning out. She started digging into the 500 possibles, the ones that were most logistically accessible. She met up with Eshal for tea sometimes. She allowed herself the time to enjoy the university's art museums and installations. She felt a little guilty for doing so, sometimes, but she knew that burnout was a real threat in a task like this, and besides, if the newbie was part of this university's network, they weren't likely to be in any significant danger. Their only real risk would be a mental breakdown from stress and isolation, which was an outcome to avoid, of course, but it was hardly as bad as being infinitely cut up for parts. It took Niall 3 months and change to rule out all the leads. By the end of it, she was despairing and frustrated. The newbie's face was burned into her mind from the dreams. She felt like if she so much as happened to walk past them in the hallway, she'd recognize them instantly. Nobody else had found the newbie either. The guard was putting more and more resources into the hunt. More forays into Corporation Room territory, more hacking attempts. They'd even had a disastrous run-in with a full-blown sex system. Their efforts were starting to attract attention from some corporate entities, and if this had been any other sort of mission, they would have backed off. But the danger was too great, the stakes too high. If the CR had got its hand on the newbie, well, it wasn't productive to worry about it. Niall tracked down the very last lead down to a small non-corporate station in a system controlled by a small non-corporate political entity known as Preservation. The last lead was a bust. Just an alumnus who had emigrated from New Tideland. He had a prosthetic hand and worked in aquaculture. Niall sat, weary, in the main concourse area of Preservation Station. Andrew had assigned her to a new mission to infiltrate a CR security corp called Palisade. High risk, high stakes. These last few hours on Preservation before she took the next shuttle out were going to be the most rest she got in a while. She stirred her bowl of noodles, exhausted, dejected, verging on burnout. She glanced up from the noodles at the sound of a shuttle schedule announcement. The newbie walked by. Niall froze. She twisted in her flimsy foldable seat and started taking snapshots of this person with her visual overlay camera. Her movements were unprofessional, too overt, but she couldn't lose sight of them. Preservation had reasonable notions of personal privacy, so she couldn't just download this person's feed address or personal information. She had to follow them in person and get a view of their face. She was probably jumping at shadows because she was so desperate, because this newbie's face had been on the top of her mind for months. But if there was a chance... She abandoned her unfinished noodles and followed the retreating back across the concourse, shouldering her bag and pretending to check schedules on the feed through her visual interface. Niall hadn't taken the time to hack the local security system, something she was now kicking herself for. She couldn't do it on the fly like this. She was good at hacking, not the best in the guard, but in the top 10, which was saying something for an association of immortals, most of whom had been born into and grown up with more exposure to this kind of technology than she had. She was good, but she was only human. The maybe newbie took a turn into the docks for an out-system ship. Oh, crud. She had to catch up and get him to turn around, at least before she... She sped up. She opened her mouth to shout. A cloud of drones swooped down around her, and one of them zapped her a little when she tried to push past them. She flinched back and yelled, frantically, waving, "Hey! You!" The person stopped. They did not turn to look at her. A feed connection opened in her audio-visual interfacing device.
"Re, Why are you following me?
They knew. How did they know? Niall eyed the drones. Humans couldn't split their attention enough to control drones like this. Hell, humans could only barely split their attention enough to read the feed and walk at the same time. How had they known? Perhaps the station security had alerted them to a suspicious person, Niall, guilty as charged, following them.
Daria, please turn around. I just want to see your face.
Oh, crud. Not the smoothest move there, Niall. Plenty suspicious, though.
Rin, why?
Niall decided to throw all caution to the wind. She'd already been acting weird.
I've seen you. In my dreams.
Rin still didn't turn. There was a slight hum as one of the drones zipped closer, scanning around Niall's face.
Rin, I don't recognize you. Your face is turning up some strange results. Who are you?
Her stomach dropped. If this wasn't who she was looking for, she might just have tripped the suspicion of someone whose suspicion was a bad thing to attract. She drew a deep breath and said out loud, "Please, I think..." She paused. "I think we know each other. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I just want to look at your face." A silence, dragging on. Sounds of a busy terminal around them. Nobody concerned with this little stage set she was in. The pause was long enough that Niall started to panic. Just slightly. She wasn't prone to panic. Thousands of years of dealing with high-stress scenarios didn't really foster the old, bone-deep panic of her early years, but she was starting to panic. Rin was doing something. She was sure of it. Conferring with security, or running queries on Niall's face, or something. Finally, after a near panic-inducing length of time, 20 seconds, Rin turned. It was them. She knew. She just did. Those eyes, soulful and wary and so full of hurt, even partially shielded behind a wide audiovisual interface headset. "Oh, thank God," Niall breathed weakly. "It is you." She fired off the target status, found, packet that had been waiting in her feed for months. It bounced back. Delivery failure. Delivery failure. She stared at Rin, whose eyes had narrowed. Those eyes turned abruptly cold, turning away. Rin had stopped her packet somehow. They'd hacked her feed? How was that possible? It had only been 20 seconds. The drones whirred softly, rotating slowly around her in formation. Niall's relief had barely started turning into near panic again, and before she could speak, Rin said, voice hard and menacing, their face turned away from hers, staring out at some unknown distance. "I'm passing you over to station security. You will remain here until they come to collect you." They started to turn away.
"No, please!"
Niall didn't want to have to fight her way out of this. This was a nice, backwater station that didn't see much violence. She hadn't had time to hack the security system and cover her tracks.
"I was just letting the others know I found you. I didn't mean to..."
"What others?" Rin demanded, sharp.
"The rest of us," she said. And then she chanced it. "The immortals."
Rin went perfectly still. Rin had been still. But now, it was as though they had been carved of marble, stone, without pulse, without breath.
"I've been looking for you. We've been looking for you. We have people in the corporation room looking for you, because if they got their hands on any of us, I mean, please don't take me into security."
Another long pause. 10 seconds-ish. Rin unfroze just a bit. They asked, voice suddenly soft, vulnerable, "You can explain what happened to me?" Niall nearly gasped with the force of relief washing over her.
"Sort of. Probably not as much as you want, I mean. None of us know how it works, exactly, but we do know some things. I'll tell you what I know."
Another silence. 5 seconds-ish.
"Fine," said Rin, and the drones fell out of formation, flying up and dispersing, and Rin turned, marching up and through the docking entrance of the outsystem ship.
Niall let out a huge breath and followed. The end.